So if a devotee is practicing bhakti and then the parents or family members are opposing, and then we have to maybe hide and practice bhakti, or we have to go against their will, and at that time we feel bad. So is that pseudo guilt or is it actually guilt? See, there is adharma, there is aparadharma, and there is paradharma. Adharma is sinful activity. Aparadharma is actually material religiosity. It is non-transcendental dharma. It is still dharma, but it is non-transcendental dharma. And there is paradharma. Paradharma is spiritual dharma. So bhakti is paradharma. Aparadharma, all our family relationships, they are aparadharma. Even, you know, if we are living in a particular society, we have some duties in society. If you are living in a particular country, we have to devote certain responsibilities toward the country. So all those are aparadharma. So now, actually conscience is good in both cases of paradharma and aparadharma. That means, you know, if somebody is neglecting family responsibilities for the sake of just being a loafer, you know, then that is aparadharma, person going down from aparadharma to adharma. And at that time, guilt, the feeling of guilt is good. It is essential actually. So aparadharma is also important. And if a person is neglecting one's family responsibilities for the sake of just fooling around, that is bad. So now, that brings us to the next point, that similarly, when we are doing paradharma, at that time, if we are tempted towards adharma, to feel bad is good. Now the question comes, what about between aparadharma and paradharma? If you have to choose between the two. So it is, as far as possible, we should try to balance the two. No, our priority is paradharma. But that does not mean aparadharma is to be rejected. Aparadharma is also important. And we have to balance. And yes, initially there is going to be, see, our parents are also our well-wishers. Our relatives are also usually our well-wishers. It is just that, you know, they may not have spiritual knowledge, and that's why their well-wishes may actually not be translating into benevolent action. There is intention and there is action. So they want our good, but what they think is good for us may not necessarily be what is really good for us. But that does not mean that we discount their intention and we disrespect or neglect them. So we have to do things in such a way that we try to minimize the distress or the hurt we cause to them, and we move forwards in our bhakti. So to feel bad when we hurt anyone, that is good. That means we have some sensitivity. And especially those who have loved us, those who have taken care of us for many, many years, we don't want to hurt them indiscriminately. Or we don't want to be insensitive. But we have to be, one extreme is insensitivity, and the other extreme is sentimentality. Insensitivity means that I don't feel anything only. I don't care for others' feelings, and others' feelings don't cause any feelings with me at all. But sentimentality means feelings is all that determines my decisions. So both are extremes and both are wrong. So we have to have a balanced state. Balanced state means we are sensitive, but at the same time, we are not sentimental. That means we have an understanding of what is right and wrong, and then we act in a proper way. So if sometimes for the sake of paradharma, we have to neglect aparadharma, that is okay. And say some people become brahmacharis. At that time, they may give up their paradharma and take the paradharma completely. But in other cases, if we are grahasthas or if we are still living in the world, then our aparadharma is also important. And because our aparadharma is important, we have to take care of that. So it is not that there has to be, we have to come to a level in our life where there is some level of understanding between the two. There will always be some tension, but there is some level of understanding also has to come. Okay, this is the time which I'll be spending for this. This is the time I'll be spending for this. And then sometimes this may take more time, sometimes that may take more time. That's when adjustments are there. But we can't just trivialize and neglect aparadharma for the sake of paradharma. Both have to be balanced. Does that answer your question? Yes, I'm going to.